people.
Today's show is brought to you by influencers. Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to waste 6 minutes of your life. Influencers.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do? 150
million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
A congressional contempt hearing targeting FBI Director Christopher Wray has been put on hold. The hearing was scheduled for today after Wray refused to honor a congressional subpoena to surrender a document to the House Oversight Committee. But now, panel chairman James Comer says that Wray has agreed to share that document with all members of the committee, satisfying the demands of the subpoena. It is another day of a smoky haze in the air across the Northeast and beyond. More than 400 Canadian wildfires continue to rage, fouling the air here in the U.S. and resulting in air quality alerts and warnings. A federal grand jury in Florida that's investigating former President Trump has heard from at least one additional witness amid signs that the Justice Department is moving toward a possible indictment over the former president's handling of classified documents. More details, SRNnews.com.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
I'm at home on my sofa, making bets on my cell phone, addicted to sports gambling, and I'm losing my money. The game's on, but I'm staring at the screen, placing a wager, picking idiotic parlays with way too many teams. I'm wasting all my time on sports gambling applications. I'm screaming at the TV when they don't cover the spread, and when all the bookies and odd makers are stealing my hard-earned wages. When the game's finally over, I've lost most of my bets. All of the dough I am blowing, my teams are shooking. Bet almost every game, and I've lost a ton. I'm spending all my money while I sit in my recliner, 'cause my phone is a casino. Now I'm out of funds.
That's a good way to boost your income, huh? Sports gambling.
No.
There's so much of it, and it's all sucker bet stuff from what I hear. Boy, you know what? We have a squeaky problem in the studio. Everything is squeaky.
I know. This chair is making... I told Kelly a long time ago, but...
I mean, it seems like something that can be fixed relatively easily with a little WD-40,
which will fix anything.
Our first segment of the show is brought to you by Jones Brothers Roofing, the preeminent name in roofing here, not just because they've been around the longest. I mean, they're in their eighth decade.
Eighth decade.
And maybe one day they'll build a roof tall enough to take you to the moon. But in the meantime, when yours shows trouble, maybe there's a stain inside the house, or something looks wrong from the exterior, call them, because you'll get an honest diagnosis. This is a new roof is a major investment, and they take that very seriously. And sometimes that is what you need. But if you don't, they're not going to try to push you into that decision. Most of those things are just your house settling, cracks in the plywood underneath the shingles, and it's a matter of detecting where did the water get in, resealing that area so it can't happen a second time. dispatching an artiste to touch up the stain in the ceiling so that hideous thing is gone, and then you're done. Move on with your life. However, when you need a new roof, call them. They've got the most experience in the river region, and their guarantee is so rock solid, they show examples of how diligent they are on their website, jbroof.com. They're also doing siding, which has an insulation property that helps with energy costs, patio doors, and God, there's so many ways. Even caps. This squirrel's gnawing the caps off our exhaust pipes sticking out of the roof. So damn, we had those recapped by Jones Brothers. We've used them a bunch of times. They're really terrific. 1-800-264-8009 or visit jbroof.com. Now, is there some rain headed our way that may cause us a leak issue?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
I found a chair that is not quite as noisy. This one's a little less noisy. This morning, we're in good shape. Our visibility is 10 miles, unlike what's going on along the East Coast there, where visibility was so bad yesterday they called the Yankees game. The Newark Airport had a ground stop. Unbelievable. The air quality was at 485 yesterday in New York City. Our air quality right now is at 34, which is considered good. Our forecast for today, calling for another hot day with a high around 93. A sun and cloud mix, scattered random storms again. As a matter of fact, a southward moving front will be the catalyst for the storms today, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight, 66. Tomorrow, look for a high behind the front in the upper 80s to around 90. And you'll feel a difference on the dew point tomorrow. Dew points will be cruising close to 70 today, but only in the 50s tomorrow. And that'll make a big difference. Rain chances under 20% tomorrow. And Saturday's high up to about 93. I think the rain chances even on Saturday are 20% or less. But then more scattered storms return on Sunday and become more numerous Monday. Right now it's 68 at 611.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
How's your plumbing working this morning? Everything okay at your house? I had one recent Sunday morning. It was before 7 a.m. in the morning, and I walked in close to the bathroom, and there was all of a sudden a sopping wet carpet, and I didn't know why. And I had no idea where the water was coming from. I couldn't figure it out, so our friends at Plumbing by Luquire, I called them. They called me right back. They said, we'll be there in an hour. They were there in 55 minutes because plumbing, as we all know, picks the worst time to be a problem, even early on a Sunday morning, even on a holiday. They will take care of you like they take care of me, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that used to be such a big problem before I found Plumbing by Luquire. I guess I've been with them now for about 7 years, roughly. And I wish I would have known about them earlier. So trust Conrad Misseldine's experience, a crew of professionals to take care of you, and they talk good, too. Plumbing by Luquire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. The Alabama certification number is 84417.
Welcome to the show.
Today is National Best Friends Day.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend.
You're my best friend, too.
You're my BFF.
Yes, BFF.
Celebrate your bestie today because it's National Best Friends Day.
Best friends forever.
Best friend forever.
BFF. Best friends forever.
Best friends forever, man.
I'm a ride or die.
Ride or die, right?
It's showtime.
And I'm lucky I get to work with the bestest of friends. So cool. And that also, it limits the amount of time you have to spend with them so that you can't get sick of each other. It's just the right amount.
If it was 3 hours and 1 minute,
that would be,
it'd be almost too much.
Right. Oh, speaking of friends, guess who's here?
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
As the sign in the corner, upper corner of our studio says, yep. All hail Jay. Who made that for you? Or do they sell those now as souvenirs?
It's somebody who makes those signs. They call, I want to say they called into the show, not this show, the Saturday show. Or no. I think they hit me up on Facebook and said that they make those signs. And it's based on a game called Minecraft. And because that's what signs look like in that game. So he styled it after that. Yeah.
Nice.
What was our ultimate total again on yesterday's steak breakfast?
Good question. Scroll down. Let's see. What do you
200
got
200 something, wasn't it, by the end of the...
I did, yeah. 240, not bad.
240.
And there is no breakfast picture to post today.
No, we're taking breakfast off today, but we are resuming breakfast tomorrow. There was a piece of toast, a good buttered toast there.
We didn't want to put a picture of it.
No.
Nobody's going to be impressed with a piece of toast.
Not good enough.
So New York is now the same color as Donald Trump. Do you think there's some... all we heard for all those years was Orange Man bad. Now Orange City bad.
Orange Sky bad.
Yeah.
I mean, game called because of smoke?
That's a first. I think they called Philadelphia, too.
Yeah, well, today Philly's going to be worse than New York.
Really?
Allentown, Pennsylvania is going to be really bad today.
Maybe Billy Joel will write a song about
it. Maybe he will.
He's known for that, you know. Hang on a second. I'm busy catching up to my own incompetence here. I committed a serious boner yesterday, and I'm still beating myself up for it. Oh. And nobody...
Serious?
Yeah.
Boner?
Yeah.
Boner?
Let me ask you a question. Mm. And this makes...
What is it?
That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not a boner. Well, is it possible to, like, glue this button down so this never happens again? This, for the satellite feed, so people don't miss the Ramsey show?
I don't know about gluing the button down. I'm not sure on how that'll work.
Maybe we could put a... like a big arrow there, so it's something that draws my eye from time to time, so I know that it's down. We had a nice turnout at Baumhauer's last night, and we're getting ready for a big event there.
Next Wednesday.
Yes. Scott Beeson will be our guest, and we have cleared some space. We're going to put out some appetizers and have some other things going on. But if you can, we hope that you will join us for that at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We'll get more details as we get closer. Just make a note for Wednesday evening next week. Right now it's 617, 1819 News, and then we're back.
1819 News.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is causing some outrage among conservatives due to their latest entry on their infamous hate group list. The Alabama-based activist organization has listed a group of moms alongside the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis as part of their 2022 hate map. The moms who made it on the list are those who are getting active in school board meetings and objecting to the curriculum that is being pushed, like critical race theory and LGBTQ ideology. In particular, the SBLC listed the Moms for Liberty group that first started out of the state of Florida. They called organizations like that as anti-government and extremist. Moms for Liberty found out about the labeling that came from the SPLC, and they took to social media. Their post says that this is another attempt to silence and discredit the effective work they've been doing, and that they will not stop, that a mother's love and desire to protect their children is the strongest force on earth. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Tarrant police are confirming that two dogs are either caught or dead after two people had to be hospitalized from a vicious dog attack. The incident happened at the Chief Billy Hewitt Park on Tuesday. One of the victims is a frequent walker at that park. He was the first to be attacked, and a woman then ran to aid him and was also attacked. The one dog that was caught is now being tested for rabies and will then be euthanized. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So New York has this issue. How do you make lemonade out of lemons? You turned it into a tourist attraction.
Okay.
There's no better time than now to visit New York City, the museums, the dining, the Empire State Building, and now the smell.
Ooh, the whole city smells like a charcoal briquette.
Exactly. Canadian wildfire smoke has engulfed the city, so now you don't have to inhale the normal Big Apple stank.
I can barely notice the stench of weed and urine.
This is your one chance to walk around Gotham without saying, is that rat feces or human feces? And if you're taking the subway, don't worry. We're fanning the wildfire smoke underground.
Wow! For once, the D train doesn't reek like the P train. Is this smoke good for my lungs?
Hey, I'm an announcer, not a respiratory specialist. Anyway, book your trip to New York City today. The city that never sleeps is now the city that never smelled so good. Well, at least better than usual.
I love New York!
No, smokers are loving it because I think cigarettes are like $200 a carton there. I mean, they're two or three times more expensive than they are here. Yeah. Oh my goodness, there's our pusses
already
on TV.
I'm glad you've noticed that because I wasn't ready.
Time is moving faster than my body is ready for this morning. That's for sure.
I would rather be in bed right now.
Well, so would I not. Because I don't want my listeners to think that I've got anything better to do in this world than to bring them up to speed with what's happening in the world. By the way, all callers to the show so far this morning qualify for our end of the week grand prize drawing, which includes the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. That would be a nice thing to win because it is summer driving season, and before you begin a trip of 50 or 500 or more miles, get your car to one of Don's three locations and have them check it out. Even if you're not ready for an oil change, they can run a diagnostic check, rotate the tires, and then check the brakes and every other significant component to make sure that you are ready for that that drive that you earned over the course of the year. Don't have it ruined by something that could have been avoided.
And many people are traveling. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
flying is just so unappealing. A lot of people are going back to the car, to the family truckster as a way of getting around. Don has three locations to serve you and get you wholesale price tires if you need those. Serving Prevalent and Millbrook from Mount Duncan, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. It's glorious in the sunset. And downtown at 408 Madison. So if you work downtown or for the government, just drop your car off there. They'll get you to your office and back. And, of course, serving all of Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road just north of Vaughan. There's people that come up from Troy to use that location. And that drawing will be tomorrow around 8:55. So if you want your name in, give Jay a call at 272-9228. Not right now because we're about to go on TV. Give him your first name and last initials. That's all you got to do to be eligible to win that tomorrow here on News Talk.
15 seconds.
Ironically, in my email, in my inbox, is an email entitled "Visit My Smokies," but they're talking about the mountains.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
All right, we are hot. I hope everything is set.
A study looked into job satisfaction across more than a dozen fields.
And the ones with the highest satisfaction scores were in real estate, construction, healthcare, and hospitality. Let's hear from our friends over at News Talk 93.1 to talk about this. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We didn't make that list.
This
I don't.
This list does make sense to me.
Doesn't see us. I don't see us on this list yet.
Well, I'm in this for the glamour. I'm
people with a needed service with all of the highest satisfaction. Real estate, you're providing them with housing. Construction,
right.
you're providing them with housing.
Right.
Healthcare, you're providing them with healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, it's satisfying, sure.
But don't we satisfy thousands of people every day?
Well, you
know what I mean?
Speak for yourself.
We try to... Well, that's our goal. We're trying to inform them, to engage them in conversation on the air, give them warnings when there's weather issues and stuff like that.
Update
the traffic. That's a service.
Yeah.
For which we are vastly underpaid.
I don't know. It can be pretty unsatisfying when you're trying to provide like weather service, like national or severe weather, and...
Yeah, all you guys do is interrupt our TV.
From Pineapple calls and says his golf channel's being interrupted.
I know, right.
That happens. You know, that happens. But it just comes with the job. I feel like them. I didn't see media careers on here. I guess maybe because people think it's stressful. It is very stressful at times. But
look at us. We're a nervous wreck here.
Very satisfied with my job.
Satisfying to who? Do they mean the people who benefit from it, or the
like,
people who work?
Are you satisfied?
Oh.
Do you get a
level of satisfaction in the job?
Satisfaction from the job.
Okay.
Oh, in the job.
Yeah.
So it's not satisfaction from the service you provide. It's satisfaction, your own satisfaction of the job you do.
The job, right? Yeah. Exactly. That's the way I understand it. Yeah.
Are you satisfying yourself by satisfying others?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, I feel like, you know, our job in news, at least, you know, to keep our community informed, that's providing the service that you guys were saying, and it's pretty satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It comes with its own ups and downs, but...
I can't imagine getting a real job. I mean...
Well, you know, you make a good point there, because I was just thinking, sure, I would love to be a life-saving brain surgeon or a heart surgeon.
Yeah,
but part of life is recognizing your skill set. And I came to terms a long time ago that I would like to make a nice living, not working much. I mean, where you don't sweat.
There's no physical labor here involved.
My hands cramped from all these buttons.
Every time I think about, you know, being unsatisfied or getting angry,
right.
I just think, you know, of some of the jobs I've had in the past, and it's like, this is not work. So there's nothing to complain about.
Very low on the list is food services. Food services is very low on the list. And I did work at McDonald's four jobs ago.
And this guy, four jobs ago. What a resume. He put his resume on a postage stamp and mail it.
And actually, Rich, food service and retail tied for the lowest job satisfaction.
Really?
Right.
God, well, because you deal with rude customers, bad pay, probably crazy hours.
Yeah.
And I used to work in both.
Not too many people take those jobs.
Yeah.
I was in a department store.
Yeah.
I was returning something. No, I was buying a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
There's nobody in this entire section. And I'm looking for... somebody to come. All I want to do is pay for my pants and go.
Didn't you pick up the phone?
I picked, so they had the phone on the wall with the intercom button.
PA system,
So I just said,
paging.
Help needed in clothing, you know. And sure enough,
how did that?
Minute later, I see a head coming between the aisles my way to get me out of there. That was different.
Yeah.
And it was a good announcement. Announcement well done.
Once they let you out of jail.
Some other low-rated some other low-rated careers, utilities like power, water, and garbage companies, government, business, and manufacturing were among the lowest rated.
Well, I think for government, it depends on what side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah.
If you're on one side and the other side passes something you don't like, you're not going to be satisfied, but vice versa, you will be satisfied.
I would put garbage probably
would never understand
pretty low on the list.
Two sides of the aisles and canceling everything out. It just makes it harder to get work done that will benefit the greatest amount of people.
So I do know a lot of people that work for the state, and they have good benefits, but, man, they're not happy.
Low morale.
Low morale.
They're working for retirement.
That's the word, low morale.
Yeah.
And that's horrible in a workplace.
But that can come with any job, no matter how overall satisfied you are.
Yeah. I mean,
life is what you make it, and happiness is a choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the course of my career in this business, I've
so basically, we need to get into real estate.
Really seen.
Well, you can get into real estate still. You know, it's like a part-time job.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we are out of time. AJ's giving us the wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not satisfying.
Good talking to you guys, as always. We'll see you again on Friday.
All right. See you tomorrow. Okay.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
I didn't hear AJ. Maybe you.
I didn't either.
I didn't have the volume up low.
Well, nothing works in here anymore. So, yeah. Now, I never got a chance to say I have never experienced low morale in radio, but I have experienced low morals in radio.
It's almost spelled the same.
But that was in the 80s, and by the way, at that time it was encouraged.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're a man and you feel like you're running on empty these days, that is a medical condition that can be easily fixed, and it's more than likely the culprit is a low testosterone level. And you got to find out what that number is, and Montgomery Men's Health can make that possible for just $99, and it's a $99 investment that could literally change your life moving forward. Just catching up to the notion that your body isn't producing as much. So if you feel sluggish all day, you wake up, you don't want to get out of bed, your libido's down, the things you enjoy in life have kind of slipped away. Well, they haven't been taken away. It's just a change in your body that hasn't been recognized and been treated. At Montgomery Men's Health, they have immediate and incredible solutions to those issues that are very effective, because in addition to losing that sense of vitality, low T can also cause ED and other issues. And if you want real solutions to those that work, that really, really work, call 440-3663, get that test, find out what that number is, and turn your life around. It doesn't take long either, but it's stuff... solutions that must be prescribed by a board-certified urologist, a real medical physician, because it's a medical condition. So don't be embarrassed. Just make the phone call, 440-3663, or visit MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Shaw's Garden Center and Landscaping will help make your yard bloom this summer. Make your property beautiful with their large variety of low-maintenance shrubbery. Pine straw bales, only $4.50. And their June special, 10% off all ornamental concrete. Shaw's is the River Region's exclusive retailer for wood furniture by Grassy Ridge Gazebos. With 50 years of horticulture experience, Shaw's can offer you advice and tips to help you get growing. Visit 3295 Wetumpka Highway in Montgomery. Like them on Facebook or go to shawsgardencenter.com.
All right, off to the traffic dungeon. Just ahead of the time.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have an accident, I-65 southbound at the ramps to 85 northbound. Now, one vehicle is on the ramp itself. We've got a couple of other vehicles on I-65 just past the ramp. Apparently, it occurred right at that merge point. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene. We got no other problems around the area at the moment. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg wants workers back in the office 3 days a week. He likes them to be present when he lays them off. The PGA Tour is merging with Saudi Arabia's LIV Golf. It's not clear yet who will be heading the new league. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is creating hazy skies and unhealthy air quality in New York City. Visibility is so bad, flashers have to settle for describing their junk. And The Rock will star in a Fast and Furious spinoff. Production won't be affected by the writer's strike because those movies have no script. This is not headline news.
At 6:36 with the timeline for the 8th of June. Here's Rich Thomas.
On the 159th day of the year, there are 206 days left. National Best Friends Day. Name Your Poison Day. It's World Ocean Day. On this date in the year 632, that's a long time ago, the Prophet Muhammad died. He founded Islam. 1845, Andrew Jackson, the 7th president, died in Nashville. Did they take him off the $20 bill, Andrew?
No. I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And replace him with Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
But I have not seen any stories that is coming anytime soon.
I got a 20. Let's see.
He's still on there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, there he is. Just want to check.
Looks a lot like a 19th century Roger Waters.
On this date in 1861, Tennessee seceded from the Union. 1869, Ives McGaffey of Chicago. Patents the first vacuum cleaner. 1869. I bet that didn't.
What did you plug it into? Was electricity in use then?
I bet that vacuum cleaner sucked.
I would guess it did.
1966, the NFL and the American Football League announced they will merge. The first Super Bowl between the two leagues took place at the end of 66. It took to 1970 for the leagues to actually unite, though. Oh, boy. This is the day in 67 that the Beatles released an album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Went to number one, considered by some to be a masterpiece. They were inspired by another album called Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Now, our song of the day, Stevie Wonder had a ton of hits, but do you know what his biggest hit of all ever was?
I just called to say I love you.
As a matter of fact, you're right. Here it is from more than 40 years ago. I just called to say I love you. Stevie Wonder here.
No New Year's Day.
Stevie, get to the title of the song here, all right?
I just called to say I love you.
Ah. How old is Stevie now?
I just figure?
Probably
in his 70s.
Oh, sure. He's been married several different times, hasn't he? On this date in 1968, James Earl Ray was... wanted for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was captured and arrested in London. He served 30 years of his 100-year sentence. He died in prison at the age of 70. When you have three names...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you were... If we called you Gregory Benjamin...
Yeah, but there are people in the King family that don't believe he was the assassin.
Well, there's probably... Yeah, exactly.
Because he was not popular with... The same agencies that are causing mayhem now.
By the way, tomorrow morning's song of the day is going to be one of my favorite oldies of all time. We play it once a year, but you just happened to play it.
I just picked it out, man.
This morning, we've been on the same page several times here.
Best friends. Yeah. So we think alike.
Oh, yeah. 1968, 3 days after falling prey to assassin in California, Senator Robert F. Kennedy laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia, 30 yards from the grave of his assassinated older brother, President John F. Kennedy. 69, Brian Jones fired from the Rolling Stones because he couldn't get along with other members of the band. Then he was found dead in a swimming pool less than a month later. 74, Paul McCartney and Wings released their single that went to number one, Band on the Run. George Harrison contributed the first line of the song, If We Ever Get Out of Here. 41 years ago in 1982, Baseball Hall of Famer Leroy Satchel Paige died at the age of 75. You're going to have to play Alexa's silver hair at Alexa.
Yeah.
His career spanned 5 decades, culminated with the induction into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
How many old Satchel get last night? We could play that out for the cheap and trash if you want.
Okay. 1984, Ghostbusters opens in theaters. 84, homosexuality declared legal in the state of New South Wales, Australia. 39 years ago, well, I mentioned this, the Ghostbusters debut. There it is again. Got in there twice. 1985, Tears for Fears, number one, with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. 2010, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Blagojevich.
Went on trial for allegedly trying to sell President Obama's vacant Senate seat.
The next time you come across that name, I have a very handy thing that can help you, except it's not here. Where did that go?
That went away, too.
Oh, man. Oh, I've got man. Umar Farouk Abdullah de Blasio, but I don't have... Wow. Oh, wait a minute. No. Here it is.
And former Illinois Governor... Rod Blagojevich.
Yes.
What is he? Is he alive still?
Yes.
Yeah. What is he doing now?
He's jumped the fence.
Oh, yeah?
And he's kind of more involved with Republicans.
Ah, interesting. 2020, Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters died of a heart attack.
She was 69. Now we have birthdays. Kanye West is 46 today. Gabrielle Giffords is, Giffords is 53. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran is 61. Kenan Ivory Wayans is 65. Bonnie Tyler's, who did Total Eclipse of the Heart, 72 today. Boz Skaggs from Canton, Ohio. He's 79. How old do you want? You wanted to guess on Three Dog Night's Chuck Negron?
Let me think back to the Happy Together concert.
Yeah.
81.
You are correct. Nancy Sinatra is 83. She's probably, I don't know if she's still wearing the same boots, though. 10 days till Father's Day, 26 days till Independence Day. We're 87 days till SEC football, which means the Duncan and Son Predictathon is 86 days away. And 200 days, Mrs. Claus gets a day off from the old man. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. I'm the luckiest talk show host in the world because the people that support the station literally support my life, and we are in desperate need of tree services. And just in the nick of time comes Tree Masters. In fact, visit TreeMastersAL.com and find out the whole scope of their services. They do complete removal, of course. I've seen a lot of that in our neighborhood. We're very tree-heavy, and sometimes they start to disrupt. You know, the roots grow, and they can start busting up concrete and stuff. I hate to see any tree come down, but sometimes they do. In fact, we've got one in the yard. You get Todd out there to see what their recommendation is, whether they can somehow shorten it, or if the whole thing needs to come out. Plus, after a while, reaching up and trying to saw and prune branches that are really up there, that it's a good way to get carpal tunnel syndrome. But they do tree trimming and tree topping and emergency work and stump removal. And my friend Ken McMahon from Turf Stalkers reminded me that I have two in this area next to our backyard that do need to come out. Prompt service, high skill, top-notch professionalism, clean work. And you can have them out for a free estimate by calling 676-3638, 676-3638, or get a quote or take a look at all of their services, photos included, at their website, TreeMastersAL.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yesterday, the dew points, which is something we follow very closely in the summertime, were right around 69. That's not good. And I think we'll be in the same general neighborhood today. There's a southward moving front that'll be a player today. So it's going to be a hot day with a high around 93, a sun and cloud mix, scattered random storms around. Now, there may not be many on the radar, but they will be packing a punch in some cases. Low tonight, 66. You can stay on top of where they are and where they're going on our free weather app. You can see not only the current radar, but you can also see future radar, you know, a couple hours, look a couple hours down the road to see what's going on. Tomorrow, behind the front, dew points will be in the 50s, so that's going to feel nice. The actual high tomorrow in the upper 80s to around 90. Rain chances 20% or less behind the front. And then Saturday, again, probably 20% or less with a high around 93 Saturday. Then more scattered storms, another spike in the rain chances on Sunday and especially Monday. Right now this morning, it's 68 at 647.
All right, we're going to check traffic, get your SRN news replay. We will salute Satchel Paige, and then we'll have today's Cheap and Trashy. 648.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, traffic is building a little bit around the area this morning. We've got one accident, I-65 southbound, right at the merge to 85 northbound. A couple of vehicles are sitting up on I-65 off on the right. One vehicle was on the ramp itself. Watch out for emergency vehicles and boots on the ground right there. Everywhere else around the area, not looking too bad this morning. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
A congressional contempt hearing targeting FBI Director Christopher Wray has been put on hold. The hearing was scheduled for today after Wray refused to honor a congressional subpoena to surrender a document to the House Oversight Committee. But now, panel chairman James Comer says that Wray has agreed to share that document with all members of the committee, satisfying the demands of the subpoena. It is another day of a smoky haze in the air across the Northeast and beyond. More than 400 Canadian wildfires continue to rage, fouling the air here in the U.S. and resulting in air quality alerts and warnings. A federal grand jury in Florida that's investigating former President Trump has heard from at least one additional witness amid signs that the Justice Department is moving toward a possible indictment over the former president's handling of classified documents. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The new reality competition, Stars on Mars, is an interstellar hit. Fox Monday. 11 celebrity astronauts remain, and with dwindling rations, only one can survive.
Why did he come up here again?
Mars sucks.
William Shatner is mission control.
If you need anything at all, you're completely on your own.
A new Stars on Mars, followed by a new crime scene kitchen, hosted by Joel McHale.
Step away from the donuts!
Monday on Fox 20.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, are you in a good mood this morning?
No.
Well, maybe this will cheer you up. Let's give it a try.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Oh, yes, sir.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra. What is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
Latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
In what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Reading local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing?
now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Here are the smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alice?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Now, I hear that a lot of our listeners use that very same feature when I get into one of my long rambling stories. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought. All right. 655.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of the cheap and trashy,
yeah,
we will have Mark Grobert on Happy Hour this afternoon at 3:30. He's got a book called Rehab Nation that really blows the lid off.
Rehab Nation?
Rehab Nation, yeah. I can't wait to discuss that with him along. Just to see what the latest is on the Dodgers and what's going on with them and all their chaos. In the meantime, Justin Bieber's dad is getting roasted.
Why?
He made some comments about Pride Month. He said, don't forget to thank a straight person this month for your existence. Then he said, and this is what's so horribly offensive, I guess, we need to celebrate families. You know, the reason we're all here, the things this generation glorifies, is unbelievable. And the responses, according to our lefty friends at the Complete Sheet,
yeah,
responses are savage and perfect. Most people are hitting with deadbeat dad comments. Oh, making it personal, eh? And another guy pointed out, straight people are not the only people who reproduce.
Yeah. I didn't understand that.
He's Canadian.
This is true. He probably smells terrible right now, too, with all that smoke.
This is that fire.
Better thank a straight person for you being... it doesn't have to be that
way. A Bob's Burgers actor was arrested for participating in the January 6th riot.
Yeah.
They're still looking into this?
This actor guy?
And Jay Johnston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Civil disorder, blah, blah, blah. Here's wrestling crap that Jay can give us some insight on.
Iron Sheik?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pinned by the Grim Reaper.
What?
The Iron Sheik died yesterday. Known for his, later in life anyway, his just random outbursts.
My brother was a huge wrestling fan, and I used to... What are you into this fakery for? This is such garbage. What is wrong with you? And then he and I would start wrestling. he's best known for losing the WWF Championship to Hulk Hogan there, Jay, in 1983.
Yeah, back in the 80s.
That kicked off the Hulkamania era, of which I was a participant.
Every local station used to have a wrestling show.
Well, yeah, because Saturday. there used to be territories, you know. That was before WWE, or WWF, I guess.
Yeah.
Vince went around and bought all the territories. When his dad was running the company, his dad respected the boundaries of... This is their territory. This is the Tennessee territory. We don't mess with, you know, them in the Tennessee area and then the Florida area and everywhere else. Everybody was in their place.
Yeah.
Until the son took over. He said, you know what? I'm going to buy that one over there. Then I'm going to buy that one. And then I'm going to buy that. And he just started buying all the territories.
There was wrestling done at the Channel 12 studios, but it was way before my time. But
yeah.
It used to be every Saturday.
Wow.
Hey, Tom Holland says he's taking a year off to de-stress from his latest project. Who is Tom Holland?
He's a Spider-Man. But
he's taking an a year off. He's got an Apple TV series called The Crowded Room.
Yeah, that's not doing too well, and people are like, hey, he's taking time off to find a new agent.
Yeah.
It's not doing great.
Something else to do.
What is the crowded room about? I mean, besides about 30 minutes.
I don't know what it's about, but it's got like 44. It was either 44 or 14 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not good.
The I get for some reason they gave me a list today of the top 10 songs of every summer from 1958 to 2022.
Oh, okay. You know what? So I'd like to look at that list too, because, you know, we do that Songs of Summer series.
Yeah, take a peek, and it'll give you the link to... They didn't publish the whole thing back to 1958, but it's all there at that link. Some of the most covered songs in history. I always was told that Yesterday by the Beatles was the most covered.
That's what I've heard. I've always heard that, yeah.
And guess what? It is. Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Love Me Tender by Elvis. Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.